Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Chumash Vayikra is all about korbonos, and Chumash Vayikra is defined as Torah Sakoyanim. And in Parshas Tzav, once again, starting off from Vayikra, continues in Parshas Tzav, and today we will be discussing the importance of saying Parshas HaKorbonos b'kol yoim. So the Gemara Menaches, posik in this week's parsha, Zois HaToiro, La'oilo La'mincho La'chatas La'oshom, and Chazal Medayik Deloshen Zois HaToiro, Omer Shlokesh, Maidech Siv Zois HaToiro La'oilo La'mincho, Kol Ha'oise B'Toiro, Ke'ilu Hikriv Oilo Mincho Chatas V'oshom, Omer Rova, Hai La'oilo La'mincho, Oilo V'mincho Maboy Elai, Elo Omer Rova, כל אויס ותאיר אין אוי צורך, לא אוילה ולא מינכו ולא יושם. And Rabbi Yitzchok says, מי דחסיב זו היסטורס החטס, כל אויס ותאיר חטס כאילו יקרב חטס, כל אויס ותאיר סושם כאילו יקרב אושם. Do we have two opinions here, or three opinions? So there are various different pshotim, different interpretations of Rish Lakish and of Rava. Rish Lakish and Rava don't talk about kol oisig b'toiras chatos or kol oisig b'toiras oilo, but rather kol oisig b'toiro. The Chofetz Chaim in the Kuta Aloches, Sefer Chofetz Chaim and Kodshim, understands that Rava and Rish Lakish, just like Rabbi Yitzchak, are talking about toiras hakorbonos. The Marshon, the Sfat HaMenuchah, says no. It's not coincidental. Rav Yitzchok is the one that says kol oisig b'toiras chatos, kol oisig b'toiras oshom. Rish Lakish and Rava say kol oisig b'toiro. So Rish Lakish and Rava say kol oisig b'toiro is either ke'ilu hikrev kol hakorbonos or einoy tzorech kol hakorbonos. But it is significant to be medayik. Rish Lakish and Rava are not talking about kol oisig b'toiras chatos, or kol oisig b'toiras osom, but kol oisig b'toiro. And what is the difference between Rish Lakish and Rava? Rish Lakish says ke'ilu hikrev, and Rava says einoy tzorich. So the Chofetz Chaim once again explains, whenever Chazal say ke'ilu, it is as if. It is almost the same, but it's not the real thing. When Chazal say a mesaper loshen hora, if a person says loshen hora, it is ke'ilu he violated gimel avedas chamurah shevetoira, avedas zorah shevichasdom amgili arayis. So how do we relate to a boy in yeshiva that is talking loshen hora all the time? Would we relate to him as a guy that killed another bocher? Or he's a koifa be'ikar, or chas v'sholam agal ha'arayis. Ke'ilu is only ke'ilu. It's not, in a way, it is similar. So the Chofetz Chaim explains, according to the Rish Lakish, learning Torah is somewhat like karbonis, but it's not. It doesn't have the power, actually, of a korban. In a way, if you can't bring a korban, second best is learn Torah. Rava says to the contrary, this gula of Torah is far more powerful than the
Kol HaLashon.
And that is why Kol HaOisik B'Torah Einoy Tzorech. There is no need for a korban because what he is doing is far more important than korbanos. And that is the difference between Rish Lakish and Rava. So according to the Chofetz Chaim, all three Amiroim are talking about Torah HaKorbanos. The Mashu on the spot says, no, only Rav Yitzchak talks about Torah HaKorbanos. Rish Lakish and Rava talk about Kol HaOisig B'Toiro. And there's a nafka min ha-halacha la-maisa, as we will see. So right now I'm skipping source number 2. And we go over to source number 3. Shulchan Aruch Simen Aleph. Toiv lo imar. Parshas Akedah, Parshas Amanah, Seres Adibis, Parshas Oile, V'mincha, V'shlomen, V'chatos, V'oshom. So the loss of the Shulchan Aruch is, it's a good thing to do. It's not a chiyuv, But it's a good thing to do. Toiv loima. Simem memches. Simem memches is one of the very few simonim in which the Rama comes before the Shulchan Aruch. Usually the Shulchan Aruch says what he has to say, and then the Rama comments. You know, the Beis Yosef called his sefer the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rama called his editions the Mappa, which is a tablecloth. After you build a table, you put on a tablecloth. Simei Memches, first you spread out the tablecloth, and then, where are we going to put this? Then you put the table under the cloth. So Simei Memches starts off with the Rama. Oymer in Pashas Atomid. Vepsuke Kov Mishabes Oymer in Meitzel Pashas Atomid. Hagot starts off with Hagot with the Rama. Vyoymer in Pashas Atomid. So, Simen Aleph speaks about all the Karbonis. Simen Memches, specifically Parshas Atomid. So it seems that Parshas Atomid is different than all the others. Let's have a look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Simen Aleph in Shulchan Aruch Harav is a Madura Kama and a Madura Tanyona. Second edition, Madura Tinyona. V'yesa al kein, toiv ma'oid loim me'parshas ha'karbonis. So mekol mokoim, mi sheyesh lo lev lilmoid ve'lahovin, ein loim el afilo parshas ha'karbonis v'kol yoim. El el afrokim, once in a while. V'day loim b'mir esay ze mekoim, ki godel talmud amei v'redei ma'isev, v'redei yediyas ha'toyra. Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Talmud Chacham that's learning doesn't need to say karbonis. But that isn't Simen Aleph. Simen Memches, Nagu Kol Yisrael, V'kovu Al Atzman Choyvo, Likro Is Parshas Atomid B'Kol Yoyim Koidem Atfilo. And here he doesn't say that a Talmud Chacham doesn't need to. And he's very machmer, Kovu Aleyem Choyvo, Nagu Kol Yisrael. So according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, the most important is Parshas Atomid, and it comes before all the other Karbonis. Regarding other Karbonis, his opinion is, Talmud Chacham doesn't need to say. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav coincides with which of the three Amiroim, in source number one, which of the three Amiroim, if we say Ke'ilu Hikriv, and we explained before, Ke'ilu Hikriv is, it's second best. It's not mamish. So it would be preferable to say Karsa Gaboris. But in the entire Shas, Halochik Rova. And when Chazal say Halochik Basroi, that means Rova. Rova says, Kolo Voisek B'Toyra, Einoi Tzorech. Lo Kor Chatas, Volo Yoshin, Volo Dot Nikarbonis. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav coincides with the Mashos Pshat, not the Chofetz Chaim's Pshat. The Mashal says, Kol Oisik B'Toyre is any Toyre. Lav Davka Toyre Sakarbonis. And that's where the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, if you're a Lamdin and you sit and learn and you're a Masmid, you don't need to say a Parshas Sakarbonis. And that is based on Shittas Rava. Because Halochik Rava says, Kol Oisik B'Toyre, Ein Oit Zorich. So the source of this Halocha, is lechem chamudois on the Rosh in Masechet Brachos. And the Makor Chaim, the Chavis Yor, writes 350 years ago, and he says, who is the one to decide I'm such a great lamdan, I don't need to say the Korbonis? Are you really such a big lamdan? You're not Mevatel Torah at all. So he says, in our day and age, and he wrote that 350 years ago, it's yohara for a person to decide, I don't need to say karbonis because I'm sitting and learning. And he writes, you should say karbonis. You're not such a big tzaddik, you're not such a big lamdan, you're not such a big masmid, and you could find the 5 minutes to say the karbonis every day. That is what the Chavis Yor writes in Makor Chaim. So, is there a difference between Parshas Atomid and all the other Karbonis? Source number 7. Muta Lukris Kol Seder Ayom Parshas Akarbonis or Mishnah Zeizu Mekoimen. And that is Hilchas Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to learn Torah. However, everything that is Seder Hayoim, you are allowed to say. And Parshas HaKorbanos, Shechanoch writes, is Seder Hayom. So the Mishnah Berurah is a surprise. Parshas Atomid, Parshas Korbanos, Mishnah says, Makoyim in Deloi Gora Kol Zema, Mashakoyim in Torah V'maftirim Benovi. This creates a Torah in Tisha B'Av. And Maftirim Benovi. So how could we learn Torah? And how could we read Novi? Because it's Seder Hayom. Seder Hayom. והכל מפני שהוא סדר היום, ונוהגים לא ימתילם ושיר ייחוד במינכם, אף אגב דה עושה בתלמת תורה כל היום, כי מן שדרך וכושר שורה, ובפוזנה נוהגים לא ימתילם מחרוסי, של אמש ושל היום, וכן נוחים. So, the mission bull writes that the minig in Poznan is not to say tilim, and even if you say tilim every day, you have a kvias, tomorrow you're going to say for 2 days. But Tisha B'Av, you should not say. And then the Mishnah writes, "Kol shkim she'ein loyma seder karbonis akosav b'soif simen aleph v'mas shekosav shechanuch parsha karbonis haynu parsha satomid." The Mishnah Berurah says, when the Shechanuch says you could say parsha satomid Tisha B'Av, he means only parsha satomid, not the other karbonis. So once again, the Mishnah Berurah, like we proved from Shulchan Aruch, Rav differentiates between Parshas Atomid and all the other Karbonis. Shibulei Aleket is one of the Rishonim, and he quotes a lot from his brother Rabbi Yomin. The Kosev Rabbi Yomin Ochi, Neroi Yizlach, Shekriyas Parshas Atomid Choyva. Parshas Atomid is not only a minig, it's not only the right thing to do. It's a chayv. Teda lachoshu kein. Shere ein maskinen parshas atomid b'tfila kamo shemaskinen psukei amisofim b'tfilas musaf. What does he mean to prove? What does he want to prove? If it wouldn't be a chayv to say parshas atomid every day, Why is it not in the Shemoyin Esa? Just like in Tfilas Musaf, we say the Psukim of Korban Musaf. Why don't we say the Psukim of Korban Tumid every day Meshachas? Ma ben zeleze. Tamidim v'mesofen ha Korban is Tzibur. What does he want to prove? There's a chiv to say Parshas Tumid before davening. And that is why you don't need to say it in Shemoyin Esa, because you already said it. But that's a Teimi Gedoyla. Where does this Chiyuv come from? Are there any Chiyuvim besides the Uraisa and the Rabbonans? Are there any Chiyuvim that don't have a source in Shas, in Mishnah, in Gemara? Shulchan Aruch Rav says, source number 6, Kovu al Atzmam Choyva. Kovul Atzma Choyve is the minag becomes as if an obligation. So in my Svarim, I think in Minchas Osher Klali HaMitzvos, I wrote about the concept of Kiblu Aleihem Choyva. How does that work? But that's not for today. But the Shebo'il HaLeket says, it's a Choyva Me'ikar Adin. If it would be a Choyva Me'ikar Adin, I think it should be in the Shemoyin Esra. Just like the Psukim of Musaf. So I don't understand, he says, must be a choyv, otherwise why isn't it in the Shemoyin Esra? I think it's not in the Shemoyin Esra because it's not a choyv. If it would be a chiyuv, why wouldn't it be in Shemoyin Esra? Shemoyin Esra is Anshe Knesset Egdoyla. Goes all the way back Letchiles Yemei HaMishnah, even before the Mishnah, Anshe Knesset Egdoyla. The earliest to know him was Shiyorei Anshe Knesset Egdoyla. So Lecha'oira, if not for the Shebo'il HaLeket, we would say the reason the Korbonos are not in Shachas because Shachas is a different nature. Shachas min chamarav every day is Lachmei. It's primarily about Bekoshes Tzorochim. First we broke as a Shvochi Shel Mokim, then Bekoshes Tzorochim, and then you say thank you. The Musaf is all about Korban. That's the essence of Tfilis and Musaf, and that is why there is no Musaf. Only Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, when there's a Korban Musaf. Shacharis has nothing to do with Korbanis. And that is why we don't say Tomid in Shacharis. So the Shabbat Lelechet is somewhat of a big Chiddush. We go back, turn back the page to source number 1 and 2. So on source number 1, we saw 3 Divrei Ameroim. The Kesher between Talmud Torah and Korbanis. The Shloka says, Oysa Metoyle ki ilu hikrev korban. Rava says, Oysa Metoyle einoit zorich korban. And we discussed the Chofetz Chaim explaining. Rav Yitzchak says, Kalu Oysa Metoyle oilo ki ilu hikrev oilo. Oyle tar chatas ki ilu hikrev chatas. Source number 2 is twice in Shas, in Tanis and in Megillah. אלה מורה מהמודס לא נזכאים שמיים ועולות שנם, ויואים על השם אלוקים, במה אידע כי ירישנו. And those are the psukim of Bris Ben Abisorim, when Avraham Avinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, במה אידע כי ירישנו. אומר אברהם רבוני של עולם, שם ישור חויתן לפניכו, אתו ויצלם כדור המעבר וכדור הפלוגה. And if my children will transgress, will you destroy them, like Dora Mabel or Dora Paloga? Omar Elav. Omar Elav Rabbein Shalaylam Hedieni Bemeri Shena. So what will be with them? Omar Elav Kholi Eglo Mishaleshes V'Eiz Mishulash. Omar Elav Rabbein Shalaylam Tinach Bezman Shebeisem Migdash Kayim. Bezman Sheim Beisem Migdash Kayim Matei Elayim. And Avraham worries. As long as there's a Beisem Migdash, there'll be Karbonis. And you forgive their avedis, but what will we do after the Beis Hamikdash will be no longer? Omer kvar tikanti lam seyda karbonais bezman shekorim bem lefonai mala neyaleim kilo akrivim lefonai vani moich aleim al kol avoinai seyem. What does it mean tikanti lam seyda karbonais? Rashi explains. Bimei HaMoed. Every Yom Tov, we read the Parshas HaKorbanos of that Yom Tov. So what is the difference between source number 1, the Gemara Menachos, and the Gemara Tanis Megillah? I think there are 2 fundamental differences. The Gemara Menachos speaks about kol hu oisek b'toira. Oisek b'toira means learning. The Bachan Simemem Zayin, quoted also by the Taz. What was the Kesher between the Bach and the Taz? Who knows? The Taz was the son-in-law of the Bach. I assume they had a wonderful relationship because they were 2 great people. But the Taz disagrees a lot with the Bach. It happens all the time. My son-in-law would challenge me almost everything I say. I think I would have a problem. But I don't think the Bach had a problem because these great tzaddikim, all they wanted is emes, amito shel Torah. So the Bach and the Taz explain the Nusach HaBrocha that we say every morning, Barbechas HaTorah, Shekereshonu B'mitzoyza V'tzivonu Lasoik B'divrei Torah. And they explain lasoik means iun, not just reading. We don't say the bracha likro b'toira, lasoik b'divrei Torah, which means we try to understand the depth and the clarity and the essence of Torah and mitzvahs. So the Gemara Menachos speaks about kol oisek b'toira, kol oisek b'toira soilo. The Gemara in Tanis and the Megillah, Bizman Shekorim Behem, when they will read. Kriya is not Asik. And the other Nafkamina is, the Gemara Menachos speaks about every individual. If you learn, it is as if you brought Korbanos. Source number 2 is about Kriya Satere Shel Atzibur. And that is Korbanos Atzibur. Because what we read B'yamei HaMoed is Korbanos HaTzibur. In source number one, it is ki'ilu ikrev chatos va'osham. These are covenants yochid. And that is the difference between the two sources. Number one is the individual when he learns Torah. Number two is the tzibur when they read kriyas haTorah b'tzibur. And that is the difference between these two sugyas, and they're not the same. So one of the interesting questions is, this gula of kol oisin b'teres chatos, is that only a gula for kabonis? Or it's across the board by every mitzvah? So al pi kabbalah, person needs to perform all the tariyag mitzvahs shebetayra. But there are so many mitzvahs we can't do. There are mitzvahs that are mitzvahs on the Kohen, others on the Levim. Some mitzvahs are only on a king, like having an extra Sefer Torah. How could everybody perform all the mitzvahs? So that's why the Baal HaKabbalah say there's a concept of gilguling. Your neshama comes to the world once, twice, three times, who knows how many times. And every time, different person. Once you're a Kohen, once you're a Levi, once you're mad, once you're nice. And once you're Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, and one is the Achachorm Beis HaMikdash. However, the Mabit, does anybody know who was the Mabit? Shal Shetuvah's Mabit? The Maharit was the son of the Mabit. The Maharit was Rabbi Yom Tov Tirani, and his father was Rabbi Moshe Tirani. That's a city in Italy. That's where they were. So the Mabit, 500 years ago, in a Sefer Beis Elokim, he has a Sefer Musar Beis Elokim, very chosh in a Sefer, and he writes, when you learn any mitzvah that you can't perform, it is as if you perform the mitzvah. K'moisha omru chazal kol oisek b'toyer Yisrael k'iluhik revoylo. So according to the Mabit, it's not only unique to korbonis. Any mitzvah you cannot perform for any reason, if you live in Chutz Lorz and you're not mafesh tumas amaisis, if you learn hilchus tumas amaisis, it is as if you were mekayim the mitzvah. And that is why, you know, I'm not a chosid of learning Rambam, but the only way you could be confident that you learned all the mitzvahs al protein v'dak degayim is you go through the Mishneh Torah. He's the only one that dealt with all the mitzvahs from A to Z. Taryag mitzvah shebetorah protein v'dikdukayim. So if you want to follow the Mekabolim, the Mabit, and the Shloh, I think the best eitz is go through the Mishneh Torah. Well, you could learn Sefer HaChinuch, which is far easier than going through the entire Rambam. Or Sefer HaMitzvos LaRambam. But I doubt that would be considered kol oisek b'toyres chatos, because it's just a little drop, just a little taste. You don't really go through the halachas. So if you want to be Mekayim the Shloh and the Mabit, at some stage in your life, you need to go through the Mishneh Torah of the Rambam. It is only then that you know that you have the entire package. Taryag Mitzvah Shevet Torah, Protein, V'Dikdukein. If not for the Mabit and the Shloh, we would say this idea is unique to Korbonis. V'Ein Lilmoid, Ein Ledamois. Because Korbonis Boim Lecha Perovel. And Avraham Avinu asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what will my children do if they won't have korbanos? And that is when we have this gula korbanos, k'ilu hikrev korban. So in Bov Metzia Kuf Yudala, there's an interesting story. Rabbi Baravua meets Eliyahu HaNavi, and they happen to meet in a basic course. Rabbi takes advantage of the amazing opportunity, and he asks various shilas, and Eliyahu HaNavi gives answers. And then Rabbi says, wait a second, aren't you a Kohen? And Eliyahu HaNavi says, I am. So what are you doing in a basic chorus? He asks him. What are you doing here? You're a Kohen. And Eliyahu HaNavi says, you really disappoint me. Aren't you booking Seder Taharis? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, Kivrei Goyim Eino Metamim Bo'oyal. This is not a Jewish cemetery. Everybody buried here is a Gentile. And Kivrei Akum Einam Entam and Boil. And Rabbi apologizes. And Rabbi says, I am barely Boki in Arboaz Dorim. I didn't learn Taharis. Because it's not so Nogei Abisman Azeh. We don't have any Kodshim, so we're not Nizer B'Taharis. Rashi explains, which Arboaz Dorim did they learn? Moed, Noshim, Nezikin. They needed to learn because it's Nogei B'Kol Atar V'Ataru B'Kol Zman. But they didn't learn Zeroim because they were in Bovel. They didn't learn Taharis. So what's number four? Rashi says, Kodshim they did learn. Why? And that is why they were Boki in Kodshim. Even though Kodshim is not relevant, just like Taharis wasn't relevant, and Zeroim wasn't relevant, but they learned Kodshim because of the Zgola, Kolo Oisek, Kilu Hikrev. So what we learn from Rashi's Pshat in this Gemara is, in Zeroim it doesn't work, in Taharis it doesn't work. Why didn't they learn Zohar and Taharis? To have those mitzvahs. So what we prove from this Rashi is, no, we find this in Chazal only by Karbonis, and it's unique to Karbonis. And that is Rachamei Shemayim, we should be able to be Zohar in Kapora Zohar. So what we learned today is a very fascinating discussion, but what we see is the importance of Talmud Torah. And an additional reason why Talmud Torah is so important. So how many Mamore Chazal do you remember that stress the importance of Talmud Torah more than any other mitzvah? How many Chazals do you remember? One you should remember from every morning. I hope you say all the stuff that's in the Siddur before Pesukah de Zimmer. So every day in the morning we say a Mishnah, the beginning of Masechet Peah, and we say, Ered Borom She'elam Shir, Ered Borom She'olam Oichar Perseim, V'Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Sof Pele Kama De Kedishin. The Gemara is Mislepek Talmud Godel Maise Godel. And the Gemara says, Talmud Godel She Talmud Mevele De Mais. So in a way, Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah. It is not because learning is more important than mitzvahs. To the contrary, why is Talmud Torah the greatest mitzvah? Because without Talmud Torah, you cannot be a good Jew. Without Talmud Torah, how would you know what you have to do? Without Talmud Torah, how would you know how to daven, what to daven, why it's important to daven? Without Talmud Torah, you wouldn't know how to perform the mitzvahs, and neither why to perform the mitzvahs, and why are they so important. So Talmud Torah on one hand is keneged kulam, but the reason Talmud Torah is so important is Talmud mevi liyadei mais. Adam la'omal yulad, la'omal azoshatevis lilmoid almenat la'asot. So when we learn Torah, what we learn from Torah is how to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So my Rebbe, the Kloisenberg Rebbe, many times used to tell this anecdote that a person once came to the Divrei Chaim and he was so proud of himself and he said, I learned the entire Masechet Bava Metzia and I learned Bava Kama, and the Divrei Chaim asked him, but what did you learn from Bava Metzia and what did you learn from Bava Kama? What did Bava Metzia teach you and what did Bava Kama teach you? So it's great that you learned Bava Metzia, but have you learned from Bava Metzia? So Torah is the most important mitzvah, but the reason is because when you learn Torah, you know what a Kodesh Baruch Hu expects of you. So there's a famous maimer of Rav Pinchas ben Yoer, brought now by the Zohar Daf Yutes. Torah meviyari de zehirus and zrizus and nekius and precious starts off with Torah. So which of the great Gedolim wrote an entire sefer on the Seder Avoid of Rav Pinchas Ben Yorah. Zehiras, Rizas, Nekias, Prishas, Dara. Are you familiar with the Sefer? Silas Yishor? Of course. But he skips Torah. How come he skips Torah? Rav Pinchas Ben Yorah starts with Torah. Torah Mevi'ed Zehiras, Rizas, Nekias, Prishas. He starts with Zehiras. Why does he skip Torah? So there's a letter from Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner, the Pachad Yitzchak. And he says, B'derech Moshe, so these middos are like steps, like stairs. It's a stairwell. The first step is Zahiris, second step is Rizis, then Akias. Torah is the banister you hold on to as you walk up the stairs. Torah is not a step. Torah is the handrail. Yeah, the handrail. As you make this journey, and as you climb up those steep stairs, you need to hold on to something, and that is Torah. It's a beautiful thought. But I don't think it fits in with the Lashon of Chazal, the Lashon of Pinchas Ben Yorah. He seems to say, Torah mevia l'dei Zehiras. Zehiras to Zrizas. Zrizas to Nekias. So the Lashon of Pinchas Ben Yorah is, Mashmah does indicate that step number one is Torah, and then you go to number two, and then you go to number three. And I say, the Mesilas Yisroelim skipped nothing. So who remembers Perek Aleph, the Mesilas Yisroelim? Very first Perek. What's the heading? Bebiur klal choyves ha'odam b'yoylomai. That's the pshat of the Mesilas Yisroelim Torah. What do you mean, Torah? What does a Pinchas Ben Yorah mean when he says, Torah meviyali dai zehiras? What? What part of Torah? So before you embark on this journey, you need to know why it's important to get there. And I say a mushal. A king, a president, a prime minister calls his chief of staff of his army, and he says, this is an important operation, and it's a really difficult one. It's an airborne mission. You need to go 10,000 miles away and conquer a fort. And the general writes his calculations, and he says, I need this, and I need that. I need 500 paratroopers, and I need some tanks and some armored vehicles and a lot of ammo, food. And the king says, just a minute. Before you tell me what you need, listen carefully what I need. And why this mission is so important and failure is not an option. Because if this mission fails, we're all doomed. You and your wife and your children and your family, we're all doomed. Because if you don't understand the importance of this mission, you will never succeed. So the Pinchas Ben Yorah says, I have a mission for you. But if you don't understand why this mission is so important, you have no chance of succeeding. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. To conquer all your middos, Zahiris and Zrihis and Nekias and Precious. This is a real tough one. And if you don't understand why you need to do this, you'll never succeed. And that is Torah. It's only when you learn Torah you understand why you're here, why we were born, what this world is all about. So Torah is Bebiur Klal Choyves HaOdem B'Yoylamoy. And that is step number one. So Torah, that is why Torah is more important than any other mitzvah. And what we learned today is Torah also has a special zgula L'chaper Avoyim, as if a person was Makrav Kol HaKarbonos Kulam. So today we learned an important sugya. Next week, Friday, is the... Okay. So I hope to be going to Poland with some of you this week, Be'ez Hashem Yisborach. And I hope we'll have very memorable moments, both in Kibbutz Tzedikim and at the other sites we will visit. So obviously, this is the last year from this man, and it was a pleasure to visit the yeshiva and to teach Torah to our precious Talmidim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Yazreinu for many more wonderful years to come, and all of you now have a kosher and freilich and Pesach.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.